United States. Crime statistics. Few signs of a surge. Despite a recent uptick in violence, fears that America is experiencing a serious crime wave are overblown.
The death of George Floyd under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer on May the 25th has sparked large anti-racist protests in cities across America. Defund the police, a call to reallocate some of the money spent on law enforcement to other services, is becoming a mainstream slogan on the left. President Donald Trump claims that the anti-police crusade has led to a shocking explosion of shootings, killings, murders, and heinous crimes of violence. On July the 22nd, he announced he would send a surge of federal agents to police big cities, including Chicago and Albuquerque, although those that had been deployed in Portland, Oregon, are starting to leave. But the evidence that America is experiencing a major crime wave is mixed at best. Official national crime statistics compiled by the FBI are generally published with over a year's delay, so researchers have to turn to other sources. David Abrams of the University of Pennsylvania pulls together data from some two dozen major cities on citycrimestats.com. His figures show that so far this year, crime is actually down by around 10% compared with the same period in 2015 to 2019. It is possible that this drop is simply an artifact of reporting. COVID-19 has meant fewer people on the streets, hence fewer potential witnesses who might call the police. However, Mr. Abrams notes that the share of police stops which have resulted in arrests has not changed, which suggests that the drop in crime is genuine. It seems even drug dealers have been adhering to social distancing guidelines.